The right steps were taken. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. President Biden questioned again about the classified documents found at his former office and his personal residence. The president saying a handful of documents were found.
Following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do, it's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
The White House has revealed that Biden attorneys found classified documents and official records on four separate occasions on November 2nd at the offices of the Penn Biden Center in Washington, on December 20th in the garage of the president's Wilmington, Delaware home, and on November 11th and 12th in the president's home library. The president made the comments while in California, where he viewed from the ground and the air areas of the state still recovering from and responding to deadly storms.
The beach town of Capitola is where the president spent much of his time touring, which included a flood-damaged restaurant hoping to rebuild. Joined by California Governor Gavin Newsom and other officials, President Biden says, given what he's seen, he's still cautiously optimistic.
That the worst part is behind. The waters recede, but we'll see the full extent of the damage to the homes, the businesses, and the farms and ranches.
Hundreds from FEMA and other federal agencies remain in the state assessing damage. The president promised many of them will stay until the recovery is finished. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Actor Alec Baldwin and a weapons specialist will be charged with involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the film Rust in 2021. He was a co-founder of two seminal 60s bands. David Crosby of Crosby, Stills & Nash, and before that, The Byrds Has Died, the two-time inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and multiple Grammy winner, was 81. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A New York congressman is facing more scrutiny over claims that his mother was inside the World Trade Center during the 9/11 attacks.
Immigration documents show that the mother of New York Congressman George Santos was not in New York City on September 11, 2001, according to the New York Times. Santos has claimed his mother was in the South Tower when it was struck, but a 2003 visa application to enter the U.S. shows she had left the country for Brazil in June 1999 and had not returned since. Santos, a Republican who represents parts of Queens and Long Island, has come under criticism after several false claims made during his campaign came to light after the midterm election, including academic degrees and his Wall Street career.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Many Republicans have called on Santos to step down. He has said he will not resign. An investigation is underway in Colorado after a man ate Taco Bell that authorities say was somehow laced with rat poison.
The man says he became violently ill after eating a burrito allegedly laced with rat poison that he says he purchased from the Taco Bell in Aurora, Colorado. He says he swung by the Taco Bell and got into an argument with workers over his order. The manager claims a drink station wasn't working and the man demanded something free. He got three bean burritos but wasn't charged for a fourth before getting sick hours later. Police are testing the leftovers and surveillance video was turned over. They're still investigating, but they're classifying the case as criminal attempted homicide in the meantime. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Membership in unions in the U.S. has reached an all-time low. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which says union members fell 10.1% over the overall workforce in 2022, down slightly from 10.3% in 2021. The number of workers who belong to a union actually increased, but it failed to keep pace with higher employment rates. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.